Okay, good morning, everybody, and a good Erev Shabbos. So Mesis is a fundamentally distinct area in Halacha from every other phenomenon in the world of Isser. That's as the Gemara in Sanhedrin expresses, Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmid, Divrei Mishomin, right? The Mesis isn't liable for what happens. It's not results-oriented. If somebody tries to incite to Avodah Zarah, irrespective of the results, so he's put to death simply for making the suggestion, but he can defend himself as the Nachash could have with, a Pircha Gemura, the She'en Alei Tshuva, namely that, why are you blaming me? I'm person didn't have to listen to me. The Torah considers this to be the most insidious violation. The five Yisurim in one Pasuk, Lo Seve Lo, Lo Sishmai Lo, Lo Sachos Incha Lo, Lo Sachmo, Lo Sechase Alav. The Ramban has an almost like a cosmic explanation for this. And the Ramban thinks that before the sin of the Eitz Hadas, right, there's like really no possibility that human beings could be, in violation of the Torah. The only way, because we just didn't have a Yetzer Hara, and the Ramban actually thinks that in Mosa Mashiach, we won't have the Yetzer Hara either. So if you can't sin, how was there ever a sin of Eitz Hadas? It's like a tautology. So the Ramban says that's the role of the Nachash, of Mesis, that you could be induced to sin against your natural judgment. And so it's like, for the Ramban, it has cosmic implications. So back to the Rambam, back to the world of Halacha, Mesis, the Rambam writes, Ein dina of kishar dina nefashos. So after dealing with the Shorah Niskal, which is really not dina nefashos, but it's still, kemisa sabalim, kach misa sashor, and Malkos, which really is dina nefashos, but Malko miso medes, but it's best in shalshalos. So now we get to the other sort of exceptional case versus Mesis. Ain dina of kishar dina nefashos. It's dina nefashos, but you can't compare it because all of the dinim are reversed. Instead of looking to exonerate, we look to convict. And the most dramatic expression of this is even in the crime itself, we look for entrapment. Mechamdin lo es hoedim, veno tzare chasra kishar naregan, vim yatsim beis den zakai, v'amer echad yesh lamid lav zchoba, machzirin oso, yatsachai v'amer echad yesh lamid lav zchos, ein machzirin oso, v'ein toan on the mesis, and moshivin bedino saris, right, that's the pasuk says. So that's the part of the Rambam that I was hoping to introduce some value added in light of the Radvaz. The Radvaz notes that this paradigm of kol hamirachim al achzarim ki ilu his achzer al rachmanim, right, and kol misachzer al achzarim, it's actually rachmim ba'olam. Shudvaz says, the source for this is actually from the Irani Dachas. Vevi Rabbeinu Raya mekostav shal Irani Dachas. Shenira shemishpata achzarius gidola kemuvor Rabbi Mekomor lomar shachzarizo enolol rachmim. Right, the destruction of the Irani Dachas, right, is a theological question. Right, certainly those who are guilty are guilty. Right, but the point is that it's a rachmim ba'olam. In terms of the Avodah Zarah that these people get involved in. So that's an amazing thing. Okay, so that's a, basically a collective issue, right, where you have an entire city. But here, there it's Avodah Zarah, and here it's Avodah Zarah, but this is a remarkable idea. So Advaz says, oh, yeah, no problem. The Rambam felt that you could, naturally export from the world of Yirani Dachas, right, to explain the Chumrah of Mesis. Which is a remarkable statement. And I think what the Radvaz is getting at, right, if it's correct, is that in Irani Dachas, right, so that's like the ultimate example of something which is like far gone. It's not salvageable. The city has to be destroyed. But Mesis is so dangerous. We look at every case of Avodah Zarah, right, like as a, like a potential Irani Dachas, right? It can spread like wildfire. And that seems to be the language of the Rabbim. Shechzari Salayu Shematin Esa'am. Right, they could have just entrapped. They could have seduced one person. Right, kisischa, achicha benimecha, baseser leimor. Right, one person, and yet matim es ha'am. We always see them as a national threat. Achar hevel rachamim hi baulam. Right, we see it in cosmic terms. Shenamar leman yeshuva shem echor napo v'nasan lecha rachamim. So the point here, I think, is a remarkable one. Obviously these are psukim about Irani Dachas, lo yidbak piyad chamumim, min acher l'man yeshua shem yichor napo, min asan l'charachamim, v'richam chavir becha, kasher nishpa l'avusecha, right? It really is a remarkable point. But you know, the idea is that every act of mesis is like a kaviyachol, your hanidachas in waiting.